Hello, welcome to the Creative Differences Podcast. This is your one-stop shop for movie reviews, Throwback Thursdays, Fancast Fridays, sometimes a movie reaction. My name is Dallas, and I don't have no Superman clothes, so today y'all get Batman.
That's a choice.
It's DC, all right? What do you want to do?
I mean, yeah. I'm Cassie, and I, you know, where is my corn-fed alien hunk to save me from any manner of problems? Where, I ask you?
So you said corn-fed?
Hunk, yeah.
I didn't hear corn-fed at first, and I was really worried that we were starting in a crazy way. I heard corn-fed, and I was like, no, Cass, it's too early.
Actually, sure.
All right.
Get that technique going,
What a way to start. Gabby's not here, as you can see. She is still protesting the end of the Snyderverse, so she will not engage with any DC media not created by Zack Snyder.
That's mean.
Gabby, we don't agree, but we support you in your whatever. So before we get into it, please like, share, subscribe, hit the buttons, hit the bells, hit everything, because then maybe, just maybe, it won't be another year before we do a reaction again. What are we doing this for? What are we doing this for? Each other? All right. Today we're talking about Superman, also known as Superman the Movie. It is old, and it is directed, not written, by Richard Donner. He directed The Omen, he directed The Goonies, he directed the Lethal Weapon movies, but most importantly, he directed 16 Blocks, starring Mos Def.
Like, what a range.
It's crazy, he went Omen, and then Superman was like 2 years later. But speaking of range, 16 Blocks, not only is it range in that, like, you made a Mos Def movie, but also it was like 40 years after The Omen, maybe 30, I don't know, time.
Damn,
back then. It's written by like four people. It's written by Mario Puzo, who wrote The Godfather.
Wow.
Not The Godfather movie, he wrote The Godfather book.
Wild.
Yeah, he was a novelist, and he was like, I'm gonna write a movie. It was also written by David Newman and his wife, Leslie Newman. David wrote Bonnie and Clyde, starring Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty. I watched that in film history class once. And Leslie wrote the Superman movies. She knows her wheelhouse. And then it's also written by Robert Benton, who wrote Bonnie and Clyde and Kramer versus Kramer and Twilight.
What?
So it's based on Superman comics.
Oh.
No, he wrote a movie called Twilight from like 1998. It's not.
Okay.
You know, it's not that one. The movie stars Christopher Reeve, Marlon Brando, Gene Hackman, Ned Beatty, Jackie Cooper, Glenn Ford, Trevor Howard, and Margot Kidder as Lois Lane. And the summary is, it's Superman. You know the story of Superman. Alien came to Earth. Krypton blew up. Now he's here. Now he's corn-fed. It doesn't say that on IMDb. I got to stop saying the IMDb summary if I'm just going to make something up. Cassie.
Yes.
Do you have a history with Superman? What's your favorite Superman? Do you watch Superman growing up? Watch the movies? Do you watch the shows? Do you read the comics?
My experience with Superman is I've seen the Snyder movies and I'm aware of who Superman is from a general, like, everybody knows who Superman is. But okay. I've seen the Snyder movies and that is it.
So that's not mine. Like every DC character, pretty much. My favorite version is DCAU, the DC Animated Universe. Shout out to, great time to forget his name. So there were two Supermen. There was Tim Daly and I think George Newbern. And I think Daly was the original show. And then Newbern came in for Justice League. I might have that mixed up. Take my nerd card. I don't care. Either way, DC Animated Universe Superman, he's my Superman. He will always be my Superman. Shout out to the others, but that's my guy. Also, I've never seen this movie. It's very old. I just didn't care to go back.
Listen, if it's... Okay, I don't want to say it that way. I have only seen the Superman movies that Snyder has directed. I have not seen any other Superman media.
Is it because, like Gabby, you only believe in the Snyderverse? Like you hold fast to it?
No, it's because I don't really care about Superman. But the Snyderverse was happening when I still cared about superheroes in general. And it was a thing that all my friends were into. So it was like, all right.
And now all you watch is Saw movies.
That's not all I watch. But I mean, yeah.
But that's an episode for another time. Let us know in the comments if you want us to do a reaction to a Saw movie.
Please, please.
We're going to watch the movie now. So if you're on YouTube, great job. If you're on Spotify or Apple, you can go to YouTube if you want to watch the movie with us. If not, great job too. You're doing your best. That's all we ask. Just know that the next thing you hear is going to be, oh man, now we've watched the movie. Richard Donner, you did your thing. Or Richard Donner, that was ass. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet. Most people like it, so it's probably not ass. We'll find out. We'll find out together. All right. We have now seen Superman. Cassie, what are your thoughts on Superman in a brief, kind of way?
It's solid. It feels like if I didn't know who Superman was, I'd have a pretty good idea by the end of that. Like, he's super powerful, but he'll still help save your cat, get your cat out of a tree, truth, justice, and I don't remember what it is nowadays, but...
A better tomorrow.
Better tomorrow.
So much better. Yeah, I mean, this was solid. I liked it. Yeah, listen, not to throw any shade, but it's better than Man of Steel.
Yeah, nobody got killed in the tornado. That was nice. Yeah, I think it's fine. I don't have many issues with it. Like, I don't dislike it. I don't like it that much, but it's not, like, offensive to me in any way. Aside from the ways that the normal Superman story offends me. And that, like, all you idiots work at a newspaper and you can't tell that this man is Superman. But that's not the movie's fault. That's the source material's fault.
Yeah.
So, that story. The Superman story.
It felt a bit slow to get going. And then once it did, like, I still don't quite really, I didn't, like, I guess Lex's plan, when you actually think about it, it's just like, I want to own a bunch of land and build some stuff on it. He didn't need to destroy California for that. He'd already bought the desert.
You don't need to destroy California. But I mean, I suppose it's easier than trying to buy up all the land from everybody in California, right? That's a lot of people.
Sure. I mean,
sometimes you gotta bless
it
people.
Works. It's just like, I don't know. I just feel like you didn't need Superman to stop that. Like, an HOA step in.
Some red tape, some bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different movie entirely. But yeah, like you said, the way it starts is like, it's not bad. There's just certain things I'm like, okay, we're here with Krypton for a bit. And then, okay, baby here, boom, now he's a teenager. Oh, dad's dead. And I'm like, it feels like you're moving fast, but you still somehow take forever for Superman to start Supermaning. And I'm just like, interesting choices were made. And it's not super long, but parts of it make it feel very long. Because it's like, how big are you? But it's like,
man, Lois would love Grindr.
Lois would love Grindr?
I just feel like that's the most, you can be that direct.
Speaking of Lois, being a freaking pervert, let's talk about the characters. So obviously we got Superman. He is like he's the Boy Scout in a very cheesy way that, like, I get why people have this idea of Superman, that it's like very corny. Yeah. Because it can be. And, you know, to each their own.
I mean, is it corny or is it just people don't know what to do with sincerity?
I feel like
he's a nice dude. He'll help you out.
We love a nice dude. But, like, think about your reaction to him saving that cat.
Yeah.
Cheapers, mister. Like, like Pain and Panic when they're trying to be those kids. Like, they're channeling, like, Superman energy.
I also try and remember that this is a movie from the 70s, though. And, like, yeah. I wouldn't say
the 70s. People were more hopeful in the 70s?
No, I was going to say, I don't think, I would say that, I don't want to say that it was a simpler time, but movies like this were handling these concepts in a simpler way.
Yeah, it's definitely not like, I don't think if they back then had all the superhero movies that we have now, that they would have been doing it like this. It's just one of those things that, like, as someone watching it in 2025 with my sensibilities of a modern man, just like, yeah, this is cornflakes. That's not bad.
Oh, it's I wouldn't go that far.
Not like in the, it's too horny to be actual cornflakes. Let's get that clear.
Lois is right there.
Cornflakes is very anti-gooning, and
not
this
just
is
Lois, Miss Tessmacher as well, and those army guys.
Tessmacher, Lois, the army guys.
Different kinds, though. Lois, she a real one.
Not that different, for being real. Everyone was crossing some weird boundaries.
Which, that's fair, but
it's the '70s, different time. But like watching now, it's like, oh, I don't like any of that.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, if you're gonna ask a dude if he eats and he's down for it, then do y'all think?
To be fair, he was down for it.
Exactly, he was down for it.
You know, I do feel like that was a little soon to be asking that question.
I don't like it because it's like, you know, you lucked out in that he's attracted to you, but I just don't think we should talk to him like that.
Yeah, the what color underwear am I wearing was a girl, tone it down.
But like you said,
but, you know, Brandon. When the horny be hidden, the horny be hidden. What can you do?
Yeah. So we got Lois, Lex and his real estate dreams. It's interesting. What's up?
It just makes me think of the that meme of Lex Luthor stole 40 cakes, and that's terrible. Like, it's just, what was even this plan? Like, dude.
I think it's common consensus that, like, Gene Hackman has a really good performance in this movie, but this also does not feel like Lex Luthor.
It's interesting because, like, I don't know what we really had or what they had as their idea for Lex when this movie came out. Because, like, when Eisenberg was doing whatever he was doing, I was like,
shoving Jolly Ranchers into man's mouth.
What is this? Is not Lex. But that's, you know, having watched the cartoon and everything I've watched. But it's like, if they were watching this back then, like, okay, because I have a similar thought about Eisenberg. His performance isn't bad. The characterization is trash. But, like, I believed him when he shoved that Jolly Rancher in that man's mouth. So it's like, yeah, it's weirdly cartoony. Like, Lex and Otis and all that, like, it was like watching some Elmer Fudd, Wile E. Coyote type stuff. I really liked Miss Tessmacher until she became a predator.
Yeah. She was great until she wasn't.
Yeah. She was sassy. She had her glittery outfits.
Though I kind of had to wonder why she was hanging around Lex.
I guess it's like a, you know, chances are you're going to win. So it works out for you, it works out for me.
She also works for him. She's like his secretary or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah. You know, some people work for bad people. It'd be like that.
It do.
Economy. Yeah. So cover Superman. He cool. I do like the, like, changing your performance from Clark to Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will ever make me forgive the idiocy of, hey, you look like Clark. Nope, it's not him. Because, yep. Like, yeah, I can stand up straight, speak with a deeper voice, and still I have my face.
Right, like.
Especially once you describe, like, you're 6'4", 225, you have black hair and blue eyes. Wait a minute, who else has that?
He's certainly a lot taller than I thought.
6'4".
I bet he's
125 pounds, faster than a speeding bullet, draws his power from the sun, invulnerable to anything but kryptonite, and he never lies.
Hey, boss, how tall would you say Clark is?
6'3", 6'4".
About 215 pounds.
Right, like, though I don't know that she had Clark's measurements, but...
No, she wouldn't, but it's like, oh, this nigga's pretty tall, too. Like, he slouches a bit, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
They also have very similar voices. There's a lot to...
Which is also a situation of, like, when Superman, the comic, came out, niggas weren't even really doing superhero comics like that. So, like, secret identities, wearing masks, changing of all that stuff, they were just like, what if a dude could jump over a building and get shot and be cool? Wouldn't that be fun? They didn't really have to, like, let's think about making this not stupid. Because it was 1938. Or 39, 38. And, you know, they were worried about other things back then. World War II and such.
Yeah.
All right. Visuals. This one's kind of hard for me because it's like, it's 1978.
Yeah.
Like, it's the past.
It looks like 1978.
It's like a movie.
Yeah.
So my question is then, for 1978, mm-hmm. how are like the special effects and stuff that they're doing. Like, you are like, I mean, the tagline for this movie was, you will believe a man can fly.
Right.
So pushing aside all that we know of special effects, would you have believed that a man could fly?
I might have. I thought the flying was going to be a lot like stiffer, a lot more obviously like this man is being pulled aloft by wires. But I feel like they made it work.
Yeah, there's certain things that like, okay, for the past, this ain't bad. But it's also hard for me because it's kind of like people talk now about looking back at PlayStation 2. And when they came out, we were all just like, oh my God, that looks just like Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
And then now that we have video games that to us and they actually look real.
Yeah.
We look back at that like, yo, what? So it's like if I showed my nephew my Madden 2004 from PS2, he'd be like, what is this? Why are you showing me this? And I don't know that he can put himself in a mindset to be like, well, if I was alive in 19 and but you know, I also don't watch a lot. It's like I don't watch a lot of movies from the 70s in general, but also in the 70s, they didn't have a lot of movies like this. So it's like, I can't really compare it to, like when I watched Doom 1984, I'm like, nah, I know y'all should have better visuals than this by now.
Yeah, when you think of this movie. They
had great visuals. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Sure. When you think of this movie, it came out around the same time as like Star Wars and Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Right.
Which Star Wars looked amazing. It still looks amazing, but also they keep updating Star Wars's special effects and visual effects, and I don't think they do that with the Superman movie.
Right.
But also, yeah, you know, you've got Superman's costume, how that looks for, because people are always comparing costumes and people still really prefer Christopher Reeve's costume to like even modern costumes.
Yeah. I definitely don't mind the costume. Like, you know, they do some silly things with it, like when he just jumps out the window at his office and then the costume's on. But as far as like the look of it itself, I'm like, hey, that looks like Superman.
Yeah.
Why not? Sound, you know, the music, it's very famous. It's very iconic. It works. It really works.
It really works.
But like, yeah, I don't have a whole lot to say other than the music's cool.
Yeah.
Little
I mean, there was nothing in the movie that felt like, oh, this is so old. You can tell they were like trying to make this work, but it really didn't work. There was nothing really in it that made me go like, oh, that didn't work at all. Like it all did what it was supposed to do.
Fair. I respect that. And that's all you can ask of a movie that's very, very, very old.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's your favorite aspect of the movie, Cassie? What's your favorite thing? Is it Otis?
No. I think my favorite thing is that interview. Just how hard she was going. Like,
it was a lot.
I just wasn't ready for her to just be all about that action, like, from the jump. Respect.
It was, you know, shoot or shoot. She was shooting.
I feel like Lois being horny is also consistent across timelines, but I don't know because I haven't seen...
I mean, you know the time.
I haven't seen every piece of Superman media that's ever been made, but most of the Loises right. that I've come across on television and in film have been pretty horny.
Good for her.
Yeah, you know, people be like that. I'm trying to think. I really like Lois in the DCAU stuff. I think if she's ever particularly like horned up, I feel like she would be because her character kind of has that like that energy that's like you would say something that's probably not for kids.
I just watched it recently and I feel like there's nothing sticking out to me. What sticks out to me is the number of men who are consistently like, yo, she's fine. Like she is fly.
I get it.
Whether they are villains or whether they are heroes, like consistently across the board, everybody is attracted to Lois Lane and they should be.
Huh. Yeah. She's the only person with purple eyes in the whole universe.
And always wears purple to compliment them.
Mm-hmm. She knows her looks. She knows her colors. Cassie, you look concerned.
Purple eye? What?
Yeah, they drew her eyes as purple. I like lavender. I don't know why, but it works.
Because it's an animated show.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but that doesn't mean that you just give people purple eyes if that's not a thing in this world.
Most of the time, Superman just has dots for eyes on that show, so...
Yeah, they're they're pretty inconsistent with eyes. Like, the characters are consistent with their own eyes, but it's like, you have a dot, you got purple eyes, you got this.
I think Supes one time did have actual eyes, though. Like, I do remember it shifting one time between a wide shot and a close-up, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, the fans were, they were off-put by that. They're like, wait, what'd you do to his eye? comic book fans are funny. I'm trying to think, do I have a favorite thing about, I enjoyed the, hey, Superman's here now, so let's watch him do everything parts, which, you know, I'm watching a Superman movie, so that's what I'm here for. Probably that. And Otis, he just seems like a sweet man. Like, he works for a criminal and is complicit in that extent. Yeah. But he's almost like, he's so dumb that he might not even know that what he's doing is illegal. Shout out Otis. You deserve better. Now we look forward to the trailer for the next one, also called Superman.
But not Superman the movie.
Not as far as I know. Although, to be honest, this one is like, it says like sometimes marketed or also marketed as Superman the movie. I don't know if when it came out, it was that. It might have just been like Superman. So yeah, it's trailer time. Looks cool. As someone who's like into all this nerdy stuff, I'm like, oh snap, it's Mr. Terrific. Oh snap, it's Hawk. Oh snap, it's Guy Gardner and his goofy ass hair. So I'm looking forward to it. I like James Gunn and what he does typically. I'm looking forward to seeing Crypto. Crypto's adorable.
I'm super hyped.
Yeah, to me, it's probably the most excited out of anybody on this podcast for Superman.
I am. I love Superman. He's a dope character. I've been prepping for weeks for this movie to come out.
Yeah, you've been watching a lot of Superman content.
Watching a lot of Superman media. I've been reading a lot of Superman comics. Currently reading All-Star Superman because that's the one that they got a lot of inspiration from.
That makes sense.
Which is funny because Superman's dying in that comic series, but I don't think that's what they're going for in this movie.
Rip.
You don't know yet.
We get one Superman movie. Superman. Awful. Cassie, as someone who don't care about none of this, what do you think of the trailer?
I mean, yes, I. He gonna be super. He gonna be man. It feels a little like, feel like the focus should be a little more on him, but then also it's like, and Guy Gardner's here, and this other motherfucker's here, and this other motherfucker's here, and it's like, y'all, do we really need all this? But that's apparently what James Gunn likes to do, is just stick a bunch of people in something and see what happens. So, I don't know. I just, like, it's a lot.
It does look like a lot, but, you know, I'm here for a lot sometimes. I won't know until I see it, if it worked out. For it to be so much, but I like, you know, I like that stuff.
James Gunn recently did an interview where he said, like, these guys are the Justice Gang. He said that the Justice Gang are kind of like Superman's work buddies. And I think if people, he didn't say this part, this is me speaking now. I think if people stop looking at it like, we're putting a bunch of superheroes in and just see it as we're putting in people who associate with Superman in it, like any other supporting character in a movie, I think that it makes sense. Like,
doesn't fly though, because there's a difference between Jimmy Olsen with a camera and Guy Gardner blowing people up with magic ray blast. Like, there's a big difference there.
I don't
and
think
you
there
know
is.
When you're putting a Green Lantern in, it's a Green Lantern. People are not going to see him as just a supporting character. Oh shit, that's Green Lantern.
But he is a supporting character. Just because he's a Green Lantern doesn't make him any more of a leading character in this movie. If he plays a role as a supporting character, he is a supporting character. And that's it. If that's how you write him, that's how you write him.
But I think the problem is it feels like this movie is going to, as all superhero movies have to do nowadays, set up two things, right? It's a Superman movie, but it's also going to lead you into some other stuff, and that we have to spend the time on that. And I just wonder how that's going to go.
I don't know. I've just watched 3 seasons of a Justice League show. So I'm like, yeah, sure. We can enter a world where all these people exist together. I watched a Superman show where several superheroes just show up at random on different days of the week.
Yeah. I think given the genre, it kind of like,
that's how comic books work.
It fits and it's kind of expected as like, you are entering a world that does have all these people in it. So at a certain point, it's going to feel weird if you don't show them.
I feel like that's a thing that became a common complaint with Marvel movies too. Like once we got to a certain point, we were like, this thing is happening. Why isn't Tony Stark helping Cap do this? Or why isn't this person helping do this?
All you niggas live in New York, but we don't ever see you. Like you don't ever see each other in the street.
We're watching Thunderbolts and everybody's like, why isn't Spider-Man helping out?
Right. And that's one of the things where it's like, all right, well, here they are. Don't ask me where they are. They're right here. But yeah, looking forward to it. By the time, when we drop this, it'll be Thursday night previews.
The woman in the trailer with the cool razor blades and stuff, that is the engineer who is a member of the Authority, which is a superhero team within the DC universe. She's being played by Maria Gabriela De Faria, who is an actress that I'm a super huge fan of. Yeah, she is not Mercy Graves. I've seen a lot of people think that it's Mercy. It is not. It is the engineer.
Honestly, that is their fault. For like the only time we see her, I think we see her in another shot, but like we see her walking in with Lex behind him, where Mercy would normally be. And she has weapon hands, which Mercy usually does.
I think it was purposeful for her to give off like a Mercy Graves sort of vibe. But she is not Mercy.
Give me Mercy. Because
maybe one day.
Batman v Superman. I think they had a Mercy, but then she didn't do anything.
They did. She's sitting behind Superman during the court case in Batman v Superman.
Yeah, she's just walking around like, hey, Mercy. You ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, that movie didn't utilize a lot of characters the way that it should have. R.I.P. Jimmy Olsen. Shot didn't even get to know you.
What a crazy thing to do. I hate this guy just got shot. By the way, that was Jimmy Olsen. Like, wait, what? Why? That could have been anybody with a camera. Maybe Zack Snyder got beef with Jimmy Olsen.
I'm super excited for this one. This one feels like Superman to me. And yeah, I like my Boy Scout. I think Supergirl is supposed to have a cameo in this movie. They announced that there is a post-credit scene.
Okay, makes sense.
Also, this movie is only 2 hours and 9 minutes.
Love that. Love that.
All of these solo Superman movies are like 2.5. Not all of them, but I'm exaggerating. Right. Man of Steel and Superman the movie are both like 2.5 hour movies.
We don't need that. It's funny because like the one that has all the people I would think might be a little longer, but James was like, nah, cut that. Shout out Jamie G.
Gonna go see this bad boy in IMAX. We'll let you know how we feel about it when all is said and done.
We'll let you know if Lois is like, yo, you eat cat. You eat the cat. How big are you?
I think she'll know by this point in this movie. Fair.
When he was pinning her to that wall, felt very, they're already there.
She knows. Yeah,
she knows what he does. He knows what kind of panties you're wearing.
And clearly she likes it.
All right. Well, we've gotten horny enough. I think that's a good place to call it.
Have we?
I'm going to say yes. All right. Well, thank you, audience, for being here with us. We always appreciate you. Thank you for watching and or listening. Yeah, whichever one you did, or if you did both. Chances are, if you watched, you also listened. I imagine you didn't watch it on mute. That would be weird. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And thank you to Crown Digital, Brandon and Aya, for putting the audio version of this on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. To me, thank you for editing, putting us on YouTube, finding a way for us to watch this in our, like, Zoom-esque thing that we use. Because it's a lot easier than all of us having to find it on Max. And then, like, my room is oriented differently now, so my TV is over here, not in front of me. It's a whole thing. Cassie, thanks for watching with me. That was a fun time. We very much enjoyed making our little jokes through everything as we do. If you got a 70s movie with Marlon Brando, we are going to joke about it.
Hey. Oh, the gabagool.
The gabagool. Look at how they look at how they massacred my boy. All right. Audience, let us know. What do you think of Superman? Are you excited for the new one? Are you as down bad as Lois? Are you concerned?
The answer is yes.
Yeah, let us know in the comments or hit us.
But I'm also as down bad as Clark is, so.
You got levels of down badness. As we all do. Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Miss Tess Mocker is in that trailer.
Oh. In the new one?
Mm-hmm. She's the one. There's a shot of a woman taking like a video of the kaiju behind her doing a selfie video. That's Miss Tess
Mocker. That's her?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see influencer Miss Tessmacher.
Otis is in the movie too.
Love that. Now I'm very
excited. Bendigo Otis.
Now I'm super excited. Shout out my boy Otis. Ah, what a time to be alive. Anyway, audience, tell us how you feel about Otis and Tessmacher being in the movie on Instagram and Tumblr at Creative Differences Podcast, or Facebook.com/Creative Differences PC, or TikTok at Creative Differences Pod. If you want to talk to me about, guess what? You guessed it, Superman the Animated Series, you can find me on Instagram at A King Named Simba.
Send me pictures of your favorite, what are they? Like the swimsuit issues that they do for the superheroes.
Interesting.
Yeah, those are fun. You can find me on Blue Sky at Sassy Soothsayer.
I'm going to put those in the group chat right now. I'm going to just
do it.
And you can find Gabby on Blue Sky at Do You Eat. Or you can find her on her other Blue Sky account at How Big Are You? Because let's be honest.
She wouldn't have an all. She would be on main.
Are you horny on main?
Yeah.
Just super thirsty.
That's fair. We love super. You, Gabby. Stay thirsty, my friends. All right. It's been different. Well, what's next? We don't know. Next thing we do is probably going to be the review for Superman, right?
Yeah, look out for our review for Superman, unless one of us somehow gets sick and something happens. I don't know, but hopefully next up.
You never know.
You never know. Our next episode should be Superman.
Yeah, look forward to that.
Yep.
It's been different. Bye.
Bye.